USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is meeting with the South Korean president at the White House. The president was asked to update the status of the Singapore summit being held with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said today he supports the Justice Department's decision to have an inspector general review if the FBI had an informant in the presidential campaign of President Donald Trump.
Having the IG report is very important, and giving the IG the latitude to take the investigation where it needs to go. Having the U.S. attorney from Utah attached to the IG to give them the kind of tools they need to go after any abuses is important.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump and his team are asking that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation be wrapped up by September 1st, reason being because of the midterm elections and any possible influence his outcome may have. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says this is a right play by Team Trump.
He's got now a window to do certain things by September 1. Then September 1 to Election Day has got to be a dark period. The only person who didn't respect that was Jim Comey, by the way. And then after the election, if he's not finished, he could pick up from there. So I think September 1 is an interim deadline, unless he feels like he can get everything done by then. My sense of it, George, is that he won't get everything done by then, but he will go dark during that period because Bob Mueller follows the Justice Department rules. He's been good on this, and he should be seen as an independent force here. I think he has been, and let's let him do his job.
Finally, Senator Elizabeth Warren has said she's going to do her part to stop gun violence. She will no longer be accepting donations from the NRA. One small problem, she has never received one donation from the NRA. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
America has a lot more millionaires than it did just 1 year ago, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The report comes from Fidelity Investments. It says the number of Americans with at least $1 million in their 401k retirement accounts is up by 45% over just the past year. According to Fidelity, most of the new millionaires have been saving for about 30 years, but they've benefited from the stock market's run-up over the past 5 years. They've also contributed enough to those 401k accounts to get a full match from their employers. They don't cash out when they switch jobs, and they don't take out loans against their accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Michelle Bozeman is a server at a restaurant in Washington. She received the surprise of a lifetime on Sunday when a couple left her a $3,000 tip on a $40 meal.
I was shocked, and I looked at it, and I thought, that can't be right, and then I showed my manager, then we flipped it over and read the note and went, oh, I just really want to thank them and say what a wonderful thing that was for them to do for a stranger.
Bozeman didn't believe the tip until she turned over the check and found a message written by the big tipper saying, thank you for smiling. You work hard. Please do something for another human being. Enjoy. And have the credit card company call me if they have any questions about the tip. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.